Matt, and welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Here's the clip from our movie today, Matt. Inside Out 2.
How was camp?
Let's the apocalypse!
That was good.
She goes away for 3 days and all we get is good?
She goes away for 3 days and all we get is good?
Yeah, sounds right.
Ask an answer.
Back to the game.
Riley is officially a teenager now. You aren't packed yet?
I'm the worst!
Overreact much?
I barely touched it.
Let the professional handle this.
I'm too gross to go anywhere ever again!
Well, that's a preview of the next 10 years.
On June 14th.
I'm Anxiety. I am just such a huge fan of yours.
Riley's new emotions.
Wow! Remember when we all finally came up to headquarters?
Nostalgia.
That was like 30 seconds ago, nostalgia.
Yeah,
we just heard the clip of the movie Inside Out 2. Matt, how does this compare to the original film? Is this one you liked?
Yeah, I liked it. I finally went and saw it, and I have to admit, as my kids have aged and kind of aged out of animated movies, I've stopped seeing them as regularly as I used to. I'm not one of these, you know, I have many friends that just love animation and they're obsessed with it. They go to it. It's amazing to watch. The Spider-Verse films have been amazing, but I just kind of have to force myself to go, and I know it's a huge film. So I decided, well, let's review it this week. Yes, it's very good. It is not as good as the first one, I don't think, because I always say that spark of inspiration of an original is hard to top. Godfather 2, of course, remains the benchmark for sequels that might be slightly better than the first one. But this is good because what they do now, and Kelsey Mann takes over directing from Pete Docter, who directed the first one. He's now in charge of all creative stuff at Pixar, Pete Docter is. This one now, Riley, the little girl, is 13 years old. So we fast forward from 2015, the last time we saw her. Now she's 13. She plays hockey. She's going to a hockey camp. She has friends. She's a really good player. But suddenly, what about age 13, Craig, with a teenage girl? Yes, puberty is on the horizon, and angst and anxiety. So now, not only do we have the five emotions from the original film, joy, sadness, you know, all the emotions we had, now anxiety comes in, played by Maya Hawke. Anxiety is the new emotion, and she is joined by envy, embarrassment, and ennui, which is kind of the boredom emotion, played by Adele Exarchopoulos, the great French actress from the movie Blue is the Warmest Color. She's the one that talks like this. Oh, I'm so bored. That's a new emotion. But anxiety, voiced by Maya Hawke, is really the new key emotion that Riley deals with. And anxiety in the movie fights with joy. Joy is, of course, voiced by Amy Poehler. Sadness by Phyllis Smith. She kind of was the breakout voice actress from the first movie. And so in the film, that's essentially the battle. The battle is between anxiety and joy and kind of this teen angst. What does Riley do? Does she try to impress the older girls on the hockey team and ditch her friends? These are all things that happen. And as a father of a teenage girl, I can tell you that, you know, these emotions are real. And, you know, the child changes dramatically from about age 13 through 16. And so that drives the movie. And I think that's why it's become so popular with parents and their kids to go with, is this battle in Riley's brain between anxiety, joy, sadness, embarrassment, all these things. And I am surprised this film has become the all-time money-making animated movie. I did not see that coming this summer. I knew it would be a big hit. But it tapped into something out there, $642 million domestic. It's grossed $1.6 billion worldwide. Wow. I did not see that coming with a sequel, even as great as Inside Out was. It won the animation Oscar. I did not see that coming. But clearly, it's tapping into something within the inner emotions of teenage kids. And that's driving the audience. I went last week, Craig. And this film has been out for months, and it was packed. It was late on a Friday afternoon, and it was packed in there. So it's definitely hit on a chord. I don't think it's as good as the first one, but clearly it's certainly the early front runner, I think, to be the animated Oscar winner this year for 2024. We'll see what else comes out, but I would recommend it. I think adults will like it as well. It's pretty frantic. Basically, it kind of goes back and forth, the action between Riley playing hockey and being with her friends versus all the emotions inside her head, fighting with each other, trying to get Riley back to a point where, you know, joy and sadness and all the emotions kind of remember her as the little girl they remember who's now fighting. There's a great line in the movie, and this doesn't give away anything, where Joy says, "I give up. I can't fight anxiety." And that is, I think, that line hits home with parents.
Boy.
It's got to hit home with parents and teens. I'll give Pixar credit. They had teenagers as advisors on this movie about emotions. They had psychologists as advisors. So they really have done their homework in terms of tapping into a teenage focus group as to the anxieties that these kids feel. So it's not adults imagining what the emotions are.
Matt, I had an NDSU professor tell me earlier this week in the interview that we had on Main Street about death bots that what you see trumps what you hear, and science backs that up. So in this movie, even though it was animated, did the visual style and I guess the animation techniques work well?
Yes. So if you've seen the first one, it's the same visual style. The emotions are in her head. They're swirling around. They're constantly hitting the control buttons. Oh, now she's sad. We got to hit sadness, you know. So the animation is exactly the same as the first one. When I say it's not quite as good as the first one, it's not because of the animation. It's not because of the characters. I like that anxiety is the new emotion, the new main emotion. But the animation is the same. I just don't know if it quite has the spark of inspiration as the first one. But the animation is amazing. And really, this gets Pixar back on their feet, Craig. They've had a couple films in the last couple years that haven't done as well as, you know, kind of their heyday of the, you know, late 2000s through the late 2010s, when they had that amazing run of Up and Inside Out and Zootopia and all that. They really had a run there. This is their biggest hit now in a while, and as I said, it's the biggest grossing animated film of all time. But yeah, the animation is amazing, and it will keep you engaged through the hour and a half you're sitting there.
Do you think we're going to see an Inside Out 3, Matt?
I would sure think so. Is Riley a high schooler at that point? I don't know what the plans are, but with $1.6 billion gross, I'm not sure. I think that basically answers your question. Yes, there will be an Inside Out 3, and I'm sure Pete Docter and Kelsey Mann and everyone at Pixar is already working on it.
Do you know of any additional animation films we're going to see this season, Matt?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. I like I said, that is not my wheelhouse. I'm not sure what's really coming. I can definitely check that out before next week when we talk, and I'll be watching a non-animated film next week. But this is certainly, I would think, the front runner right now, but I can check and see what's coming later this year.
What other reviews do we have coming here at the end of summer, Matt?
So I think there's a couple coming up at the Fargo Theater. I don't know which one I'll see first. Blink Twice with Channing Tatum, and It Ends With Us with Blake Lively. Alien Romulus is on my radar to see. And, of course, we got Beetlejuice right after Labor Day. And I do want to see Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis, which will be in theaters in late September. Now, as you know, or maybe don't know, the word of mouth, the reaction at Cannes was very mixed to Coppola's film. I mean, there were a couple people that saw it over there that said, "I can't believe this guy has won an Oscar for Best Director. It was so bad." But it's his passion project, and it's Francis Ford Coppola, so I am going to see it and just see, is it misunderstood or is it really that bad? That's going to be really interesting to see what Megalopolis does at the box office.
I really want to see Beetlejuice. Can't wait for that. And Matt, Blake Lively has had to go on the defensive here just a little bit.
She has. There was some rumors of on-set discord with It Ends With Us, with Blake Lively and the director. They were not doing press together to promote this film. But, I have some friends that have seen it already, kind of mixed reviews, but we'll see what I think. But, yeah, on-set discord is what we're hearing from that movie.
All right, let's get to the trivia, Matt.
Okay.
You think that Inside Out 2 certainly will not win a best Oscar, I guess a Best Picture Oscar. There have been three animated films nominated for Best Picture, but none have won. Can you name them?
Beauty and the Beast, 1991, Up, 2009, and Toy Story 3.
That's right, Matt.
Is that it? Okay.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.